Gallatin Bulldogs ranked in state for a second straight week in Class 1, and they have won a couple of games here by a combined total of 91-16, including a shutout win over the rival Penny Hornets on Friday night. 40-0, Bulldogs making a little bit of a statement in that one. Now, Grand River Conference play begins with an always entertaining Battle of Bulldogs. It'll be Gallatin at South Harrison on Friday night at 7. We're joined here by the Victorias head coach over at Gallatin. It goes quick here, Coach Holt. I kind of get that sense, you know, Labor Day, that you kind of feel like, okay, we got a victory, but now you get out of Labor Day and it's Tuesday. You're actually closer to the game this week than the Hamilton game. It flies by quick, doesn't it?
It does, and we didn't have a JV game last night because Penny School District doesn't play contests on holidays. So, so we are definitely, it's going to be a little bit shorter this week than what we're used to.
How good was your defense in putting up that shutout Friday night?
We definitely controlled the line of scrimmage and just never really allowed them to get anything going. So I was proud of our effort. Up front, we really controlled the football game on both sides of the ball.
I've noticed, and I think it's one of the things that, from a Gallatin perspective, you wanted to do. But as a conference, I think, you know, the GRC can kind of flex its muscles a little bit. The GRC has had much more success over the last 2 weeks against the KCI.
Oh, definitely. I think it's nice anytime that you're getting some league wins over a conference that, you know, quite frankly, you know, GRC has struggled against. So it's good to see guys having some success.
How did you get your points or your ball movement offensively last week, Coach? What kind of stood out for the way that you played on that side of the ball?
Oh, we just had a lightning quick start. We forced them to a three and out. We scored on our first play on offense. We give the ball back to them, and they throw a pick six on, like, the third play. They get the ball back. They punt. We scored on our first play again. So it was 20-0 before you could blink an eye.
We talked about a lot of your offensive weapons, but I've been guilty of kind of overlooking Draven Wright a little bit. When Draven is on his game, what does he add to your offense from a positive standpoint, Coach?
Well, he's definitely a home run hitter. He's the one that had the pick six. He had the second quarter touchdown for us. And we kind of spread the ball around based on what the defenses are giving us. They were doing more things to try to take Draven's game away. So we threw the ball a little bit, had some openings there, we thought, and then we hit the edges pretty good. So it's going to probably be very week to week based on how people are defending us.
I know this is not your first time in, coming off of a big win as a head coach. What are the things that you do to try to make sure that your guys aren't so sky high after a big win that you kind of get a letdown the next week? How do you avoid that this week in practice?
Well, that was definitely the title right there in our scouting report, no letdown, because it's easy to do, and then you're also coming off a holiday. I think what you do is you try to get right back into it and do it exactly like you did the week before, so as far as preparation, meetings, all of that type of stuff. We were doing that this week, and hopefully with the idea that we'll get off the bus on this Friday, and we'll be ready to roll.
I know South Harrison, your opponent up at Bethany Friday night, they struggled a little bit. Certainly East Buchanan, you understand that. They probably didn't have quite the night that they wanted against West Platte. They're younger. I know they've graduated a fair amount of kids, but that's still a program where I don't care what they have or where they are. Just, South Harrison always kind of gets your attention because they always seem like they're tough and they're ready to fight people.
Yeah, and they was drastically improved from their first week to where they were this week. I thought that they played a lot better. We told our kids that, they've made a big step from week one to week two, so you just need to anticipate that they're going to take another big step this week. So we need to be ready to go for sure.
Any injuries a couple weeks in, Coach? Are you guys pretty healthy?
We've still got the same two. We've been waiting on the Fenimore kid to get clearance from his ACL surgery he had from wrestling season. And the big Gabe Parker's still out with a broken collarbone. So hopefully we get those guys back sooner than later because they're both at least one-way starters for us. And, Gabe obviously was all-conference both ways last year. So those are two big guys that we could use on our team right now for sure.
Yeah. Gabe was somebody that you mentioned last week, and just with his size and his ability to really control both sides of the line of scrimmage, how has your team been effectively been able to kind of, not necessarily replace him, but kind of, without Gabe up front, how has your team been able to excel even without his presence?
We've just talked about next man up. So we don't cross-train our kids. So you're either a quick guard or a strong tackle or a quick tackle. So Gabe's been out. The backup strong tackle's been in, and we just play football.
Yeah, that's the motto of a good football program, next man up. Gallatin at South Harrison, Friday night at 7. Coach, good luck to you and the Bulldogs. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Tom.